The Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
About a little guy that lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm blue, I'm a need, I'm a diet, 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 I'm a need, I'm a diet. I'm blue, I'm a need, I'm a diet, 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 I'm a need, I'm a
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hour number two of the Sugar Right Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your Wednesday morning here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio, in which that it is a pretty big day. It's a significant day. Personally, professionally, everything in between. And I was doing some thinking recently. And before I even get to the announcement and everything else that's going to come along with it in just a moment. And I know there's a lot of people that are anticipating for me to speak and share what that announcement is. But I want to first start off by saying that I am thankful for the village and the people that I have in my life. And I'm talking about specifically my immediate family. I'm talking about my extended family, like my closest friends. They know who they are. I'm talking about the people who I hold very near and dear to my heart, and those that have had a tremendous impact on my life. And this is those times in which that you need to be able to know and recognize who your village is, because you're going to be faced with tests and trials in which that you are going to need your village to support you, to be there for you. And I've been very fortunate in that regard. More so in the last couple of months. In the last couple of months, I haven't really been myself. And recently, I did have a major anxiety attack. I had a major anxiety attack in which that it was absolutely debilitating. It was. Where it just affected me in every shape and form, and in more ways than one, really forced me to just take a step back and really just assess everything in terms of where am I in my life and in my career? What do I truly want most? What do I want to accomplish for myself most? Because no matter how good of a situation or how good things are, growth does not come from being comfortable. Growth comes from going through challenges in which that you are going to be forced to make some very difficult decisions. And recently, I had to make that very difficult decision. And I think that in itself is the reason why I'm sitting here today. I'm sitting here right now making this announcement that after doing some very serious thinking, soul searching, and everything else in between, I am announcing that I am going to be leaving 91.5 WMFO at the end of the month, and as well as I'm also going to be leaving Boston at the end of the month. At the end of this month, on August 31st, I'm moving out of Boston. That was something that it was a decision that I didn't see myself making 3 months ago. It wasn't a decision that I didn't realize that I would need to make. But there comes points in times in life in which that, and I'm going to share all of the details with you now, because the one thing that I've learned over the last couple of years, and it is a lot to unpack here, a lot. I'm not going to brush it under the rug or anything like that. 95% of you are just finding out this news now. And there will be a lot more people that are just finding out this maybe later. But in the midst of everything that I've been dealing with over the last couple of months, it just occurred to me that the love I have for Boston, it's always going to be there. It's always going to be there in my heart. I've been here for the last 6.5 years. You know, between visiting and living here 9 years, I have built a relationship with a lot of people in this city. With a lot of people that are happen to be sports media personalities in this city as well. And very close friends who have become like family to me. And for me, as I was thinking about whether if I should even share this news at all, one thing that did become very clear to me as I was talking with some very close friends, one in which also works in this market, in the industry as a radio host and broadcaster and terrific traffic reporter and everything else. The one thing that did become abundantly clear to me was that you can't just not say anything. It would be an incredible disservice to the people who have loved you, to the people who have supported you, to the people who have, you know, who have really, because the love has by far outweighed anything and everything else that has been thrown my way over the last couple of years. It would be a disservice if I didn't share it with you, the audience, and I'm talking about those that are watching this now and are going to be watching this later. And I am going to do a social media post about this at a later time, in which even as I sit here and I just think about just the memories, everything that I have accomplished here in Boston, everything that I have accomplished here at WMFO, everything that I have been blessed with over the last 4 years, and it is truly remarkable that everything that I have had, that I've had accomplished and I've been blessed with, has come over the last 4 years, since 2019. I thank the Almighty for blessing me to be in the right place at the right time when I first discovered WMFO back in the spring of 2019, Peter Nersesian, he was doing his show on a Facebook Live in that spring of 2019. That's how I discovered this radio station. I first joined the station in June of 2019 after completing my trainings with an entirely different program director, management at the station, everything else. Very different organization management versus currently right now. That's how long ago it was. And we've gone through a lot here. We've gone through a lot here, whether if it was, number one, the end of Tom Brady's time in New England, to life in itself, the global pandemic that hit the world in March of 2020, the final show here at WMFO prior to the shutdown on March 13, 2020, to doing shows remote for well over a year, and everything else in between, to the very first show back in studio in the fall of 2021. I have had to overcome a lot of obstacles, personally, career-wise. And the biggest thing that I've had, and the biggest thing that I've been fortunate to have throughout this entire process, is the support of the people who have supported me throughout. And the people who have cheered for me, whether if they were close by or far away or anything like that. That is something that I hold very near and dear to my heart. But as far as the fans, because God knows the countless amount of people who have approached me in the city of Boston alone just to simply say, Shukri, I am a huge fan of you. I honestly cannot tell you. It's been way too many. And at times, it's so humbling to see that and to feel the love from people and strangers that I don't even know from a fly on the wall. They come up to me, AF continue to come up to me, even recently as this past week, and saying, I'm a huge fan of the content that you have put forth. And that means the world to me more than you ever will ever know or understand. That is part of the reason why this announcement, for me personally, it's emotional, although I'm doing my best to keep my emotions in check. But it means so much because it became clear through the people who I've had conversations with over the last week and a half that this news was too big. This was too big for me to keep to myself, and for the so many people who have, whether they've interacted with me on social media, whether they have interacted with me in person, whether they have, you know, like reached out to me for like podcast interviews or even everything else in between. I didn't want to leave without sharing with you exactly how I feel. On the very last show on the Shukrite Show at 91.5 FM WMFO, which will be on August 30th, before I leave Boston entirely on August 31st, I am going to just basically pour out my heart and just share with you just how much my audience, my platform, and the people who have supported me and encouraged me and reached out to me all across, how much all of you have meant to me. The biggest thing that I want to make abundantly clear to you this morning is to share with you that your love And just being thought of, being asked to make media appearances or even just to simply say hello to me in the streets of Boston, that in itself is what I will carry with me forever from now until the day I die. I'm going to carry that with me forever. And I want all of you to know, and I'm talking about the people who I've had the privilege to work with, whether it be with this show here locally, the people who I've done national shows on the Diehards on Sports Map Radio, to everyone else in between, to all the working relationships and the friendships that I've had here, to know I'm grateful for every single last one of you, for the blessings and the lessons that I've learned along the way. And without that, I firmly believe I'm not here today. I'm not sitting here in this chair behind this mic making this major announcement. Life can come at you fast. Blessings can come at you in various different shapes and forms. And I will be honest with you, and I'll be transparent with you in sharing with you that in the last several days, I have found myself doing a lot of reflecting. I found myself doing a lot of just thinking back to everything that I've been blessed with, that I've had to go through here in Boston, as part of the reasons why this city will always remain so special to me. And I'm not just talking about just sports. I'm not just talking about that. This city is just incredible when it comes to the sports teams. Yes, I know that. And that in itself is something that's not lost on me. But I'm talking about the relationship that I've built and I've had with people here. That in itself is something that I will always hold near and dear, even when I'm gone in 3 weeks. And I want to say to all of you now, and this is not going to be the last time I talk about this, because we got 3 weeks. We got 3 weeks remaining here before I'm gone. I'll be back at some point to visit, to say hello. I will. But I am leaving WMFO, and I am leaving the city of Boston at the end of this month. And I want all of you, and I'm talking about those who have really been there for me and shown me a lot of love and a lot of appreciation over these last several years, how much you have meant to me and you still mean to me now. The people who I've had private conversations with prior to making this announcement, it became clear that the love is pretty immense, and I still feel it even right now. And I just want to say that thank you for giving me the best 9 years of my life in Boston. Even with all of the trials and tribulations that I've had to endure, I simply want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you have shared with me, for all that you have given me, and the people who have impacted me along the way. Thank you. I want to take a music break here. and open the phone lines for you to call in. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show, as we are going to continue on with our number two of the program here on the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Coming up next, if I was a guessing man, what would I have predicted back during the offseason, back during the winter, that have come to fruition in the most unexpected way? I'm going to share with you a prediction that I did make back in the winter that I'm realizing it is going to become potentially a reality. That and much more coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Freeform Radio.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, in which I just did an entire segment just with dropping the major announcement here on the Strictly Right Show. In case if you missed it or you're just tuning in, I am going to be leaving not only WMFO on August 30th, but as well as when we're leaving the city of Boston as well. So it is going to be a major change. I was I was just having a conversation with DJ D, Dance Express, whose show is coming up at 11 o'clock, about it. And yeah, this is really the first time that I've talked about it, and talked about it in a grander scheme of things. And I'm excited. I'm excited. Well, also, I'm just deep in reflection, if you will, in terms of, you know, like what this has meant to me. You know, I'm talking about in terms of the radio show, the radio station. And as well as just, you know, being here in Boston the last 6.5 years, what that has meant to me personally and professionally. And, there's going to be plenty of time and plenty of, like, reflecting to do over the course of the next 3 weeks, because that's exactly how much time I have left here, in which that I'm going to be thanking a lot of people in personal, and as well as have an opportunity to, you know, converse with as many people as I possibly can before I leave. And, you know, like I was asked by DJ D, as a matter of fact, just moments ago, like, has anybody ever, you know, hosted an all sports radio station at this station? And to be honest with you, I don't know. I don't know. And when I first started this radio show back in July of 2019, I don't know if there was anyone who was doing it before I came along. And the point is there was something that he said that it really resonated with me. I'm not going to lie. And he was saying that, you know, whoever does a sports radio show after you leave Shoe is going to have some pretty big shoes to fill. And I'm like, I don't know about that, but it means a lot to me, but I don't know. But what I do know is that there is, I just, more than anything else, whoever hosts another sports radio show here at the station after I'm gone, just be yourself. Be yourself. Don't be afraid to take risk and be bold. Be bold in what you do, because ultimately, I just, more than anything else, yes, I've carved out a radio broadcasting career that, in more ways than one, I'm still learning, I'm still growing, I'm still grinding. And with everything else that has been ongoing in my life, especially recently, I wanted to use this as an opportunity to show whoever that is out there that this is possible. It's very possible. And, you know, my late Uncle Reese once told me this, and I remember this vividly 4 years ago. He told me shortly after I told him the news about me starting my own sports radio show. He said, you know what's hard? The hardest part is just even getting started. And he's right. He was absolutely right. I remember him distinctly telling me this as I'm standing across the street from the station, from the radio station, waiting for the bus to pull up. He was right at that time. He was absolutely right then. He's right now. Because when I think about it, it took me about 2.5 years before I even got the chance to host my own radio show. And everything else that came along with it afterwards, I couldn't have imagined. I couldn't have imagined that that a prediction I made back in the winter with a good friend of mine, Casey Stern, who's a colleague of mine with the Believe Network. I predicted and I told him that I thought that the Orioles were going to make the playoffs. And right now, I'm looking more and more right by the day. I mean, Baltimore right now has been absolutely incredible. Like, I mean, what a story they have been. What a story. They have the best record in the American League. They're 70-43 right now. And they have been the talking point for a lot of baseball fans this season. You talk about, like, just how special this season has been for that team. You talk about Adley Rutschman. You talk about the young core of this team. And you talk about Cedric Mullins before he got injured. Ryan Mountcastle, and you talk about Mateo as well. Like, just so many guys up and down, and it's been amazing to see just how the Orioles have, like, you know, revitalized baseball in Baltimore, or where for the longest of time the Orioles were essentially almost like a forgotten product, almost a laughing stock, if you will. But they took their time. They wanted to build something that was not going to just be a one-year thing and that's it, but rather this was going to be something that was going to be long withstanding and for this team to contend for years to come. You think about the postseason. Hell, the postseason is less than 2 months away. And one of the things that I said back in January when I was interviewing Casey Stern on the Believe Network, on Believe in the Hub of Champions podcast with him, I said that, you know, like, I'm curious about Baltimore because, like, Baltimore, I feel like they are that team. They fell just short just last year. And I thought that they were going to use the lesson that they learned from last year to bring it into this year. And so far, I've been proven right. It's been absolutely remarkable. You think about what this team has been able to do and what they have been able to accomplish. And when you talk about some of the things that Baltimore has done very well this year. Baltimore, they've shown that their ability to get the timely hit. Pitching has been a big reason why they are where they are right now. And I just think that this is going to be a really fun, like, down the stretch for an organization and for a team that haven't made the postseason since 2016. So it's been 7 years. And you know what else? It's been almost a decade since they last won the division back in 2014. So the number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. In which that I figure talking about a team that is not local would change this up a little bit, considering the surprise that the Baltimore Orioles have been this year. I mean, it's very difficult for me to not talk about how the Baltimore Orioles are truly the big story in baseball this year. In fact, newly acquired pitcher Jack Flaherty is going to be getting a start tonight for Baltimore. So I'm curious to see how he'll do with in a new team, a new city, new settings, new league. He was pitching with the Cardinals. He was in the National League. Now he's in the American League. I'm curious to see how it all comes together and whatnot. But on a side note, I also want to share with you one of the big stories that I had the chance to experience recently, like in my life, and I actually want to use this as a point of entertainment. So when I had the chance to travel down to New York, I was reminded of a certain thing that I totally forgot, almost in a way, but not really, but almost in a way. I almost forgot that, you know, the musicians coming into the subway cars playing their music. I totally forgot that was a thing, but it still is a thing in New York. And as I'm sitting on the train and I'm watching these musicians, you know, walk up and down, and I'm just like, all right. I'm listening and I'm observing. And there is something that I felt like I just haven't seen just yet. And maybe it's just because I just haven't been on the right train to have seen it. I haven't seen anybody yell "Showtime, Showtime" as of yet. Not since I've been back visiting, I'm talking about. I've seen it in my life before. Yeah, absolutely. But recently, I haven't seen it. I just wonder, like, what happened? Is that still a thing, or is this still something that has died out oh so slowly? But we're about to find out in very short order. But in the meantime, we've hit another music break, and we are going to take one right here right now. Coming up next, final thoughts here with you on the Shukri Wright Show on what has been a pretty monumental second hour, to start the second hour, that is. That and much more coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
The kisses of the sun were sweet, I didn't blink, I let it in my eyes. Like an exotic drink, the radio playing songs that I have never heard, I don't know what to say. Oh, not another word, just la 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 la. It goes around the world, just la 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 la. It's all around the world, just la 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 la. And everybody's singing la 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 la. And now the bells are ringing la 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 la. La 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 la
Welcome back to the Shook Me Right Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Coming up next is going to be Dance Music Express at 11 a.m. Eastern here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. And it looks like already, oh wow, I didn't realize, I forgot that that mic was, that mic still hasn't been replaced, has it?
No.
Hold on. What mic are you on?
I'm on
four?
It's telling me it's four, but I think
it is four. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'm like, what in the world? They still haven't replaced it yet, but hopefully that'll they'll have it replaced pretty soon. But how are you doing this morning?
I'm hanging in there. Jeez, I can't believe the news. It's unbelievable. We wish you all congratulations for your
new
endeavors, and yeah, it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, it's thank you. And it's I'm still here for three more weeks. It's just that the reality of this big change in my life is beginning to hit me. And the one thing I will admit that I am going to spend a lot of the next 3 weeks just reflecting, not so much drowning in sadness, but because there is a part of me that's a little sad, but then there's a part of me that's like, man, I really accomplished a lot here. And I, for the first time, I can admit to myself, I feel damn proud of myself. And not in even a cocky way, I just do. But I also acknowledge that, man, there are going to be people here that I am going to miss, tremendously. And I mean that, because one of the things that I was saying, and again, for those that are maybe just tuning in late or maybe just tuning in, I announced at the beginning of the hour the major announcement that I am going to be leaving Boston at the end of the month, and as well as WMFO. On the last Shook Me Right show here will be on August 30th. Mm-hmm. It really occurred to me that the thing that I am going to genuinely miss most is the relationships more than anything.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking in terms of here at MFO, that being chiefly among them, but the friends who aren't just they're family. Yeah. I think is what really stood out to me when I share with them the news just a little more than a week ago. And yeah, it's starting to hit me now.
Yeah, yeah. No, you got to surround yourself with people that are positive and have the same beliefs that you do. And, if somebody is negative or something, I don't really comment about that. What I do is I just kind of shy away from them, and I just focus and bring people around me.
Village, yeah.
Yeah, your village, yeah, and I like that terminology. That's great. And they'll support you and encourage you and build you up, and that's what you want to be with, people like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that in itself has been huge for me in the last few weeks, in which that I talked about it at the beginning of the second hour, in which that I, with my anxiety attack and the state of my mental health and my mental well-being, it really forced me. And it wasn't the sole reason, but it was one of the big reasons where I just said, I need to take a step back and really assess, where am I here?
Mm-hmm.
Some people who follow me on social media and follow the work that I've done, whether if it's social media content, the radio show, the work that I have been doing with the hockey news as well. And they would say, what about your... your sports career, your media career, because you've built up so much, and my answer to that, and I will talk about this a lot more over the next few weeks, is that's not going anywhere. I'm not leaving the hockey news. I'll still be doing podcasts. I'll still the radio, as of for now, it's still in the air, but I just never know what's gonna happen next. But I'm looking forward to seeing what the next chapter is going to be, because again, this is no light decision. This is a major decision that that has become abundantly clear to me that it is having major ramifications on the people who have become of importance in my life, mm-hmm. and especially my closest family and my extended family. They're the ones that are that are feeling it, and as well as like they understand, and they're just so happy for me. But I think in itself, there's a lesson that's to be learned from all of this,
mm-hmm.
and that lesson is like it is dangerous to underestimate the impact that you have on people around you, the people that do love and care about you.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I made that mistake for a very long time, and I'll be very honest with you, I have.
Mm-hmm.
But the last several weeks, but especially the last couple of weeks, in the conversations that I've had with my family, my extended family, the love hit different.
Yeah,
it hit different, and in a good way.
Supportive and encouraging.
Very, yeah. Like 1,000%. And
absolutely.
You know, like I'm gonna miss, you know, our transition period between my show and your show.
I know.
But I think more than anything else, everything that MFO has brought to my life, I've been fortunate to have had radio interviews. I've been fortunate to have had the callers that have called in.
Oh yeah, it's great.
And as well as just being able to just share with people like everything that's been ongoing, and as I said, as I talked about, I want to talk about this a lot more in depth, especially on the very last show. It is astounding to think about that I've been here for 4 years, and in radio, not only is that an eternity, but you think about everything that we've gone through in the last 4 years. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, you're right.
Think about everything we've gone through in the last 4 years. We talk about summer of 2019. July 6th, 2019 was the first radio show I did here at the station. That's number one. The world was a different place at that point. Obviously, we were in a different presidency. Trump was in office. This was months away from the pandemic, and we didn't even know it at that time. The shutdown of the station.
I know.
And that in itself is something that I think there's three major memories that I'm always going to carry with me for the rest of my life until I take my last breath in this earth. The radio shows that I did on March 12th and March 13th, and I was on the air when sports shut down, and I broke the news literally as it was happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. It's on podcasts. You could listen to it in its entirety. Is that by far was the most surreal radio show that I've ever done in my life, and it was actually scary because at that time, because again, I'm a big believer in context. No one really knew what was coming next. We were still trying to wrap our minds around the fact that Rudy Gobert had tested positive for COVID, and we were still like trying to figure out, okay, what's happening? And then obviously we're less than 2 months removed from Kobe Bryant's tragic passing,
yeah.
Along with his daughter.
I remember you told me that we were at a meeting.
That's the second core memory that I'm always going to carry with,
yep.
me. That Sunday, January 26th. You remember that meeting?
Yep.
Because you were there.
I remember exactly where we were, standing in the hallway before we went into the auditorium.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it. And I'm like, because I'm not really overly into sports, as you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you started explaining to me. I said, oh, I remember him. He's great, you know? What a sin. What a heartbreaking sin. He was just a great guy, you know?
Yeah. And like that news and how that just shook, didn't matter who you were, it shook, mm-hmm. everybody.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And just so much has happened over the last 4 years that even as I get ready to depart, it's just amazing to me how you begin to look back and you're like, oh man, I remember that last show before we shut down. I remember doing shows remote. Like, even that time period that we were all off the air. We were just like sitting around, like, what the hell are we gonna do?
I know. Yeah, I know. I had all my equipment set. Well, I still do. You know.
Yeah.
At my house, set up, and I'd bang out a show, and you know, then you'd have to, you know, run it, you know, record and wave.
Yeah. And then upload it. I think the biggest wish I wish, in all seriousness, and I'm putting this out there for, mm-hmm. For whoever was going to listen later on, I wish that the station did not get rid of remote broadcasting because in all honesty, if that was still an option, I would still do the radio show, but from remote, although I admit it wouldn't be the same, but still, I would still do it. But that's the only reason why I'm leaving the station.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the remote as well.
Yeah.
I like the convenience because, you know, I come a long way in.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't park, whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And if the weather isn't climate, you know, you can just do a remote show. But coming into the studio, you know, it kind of brings you a little bit more.
It brings you to life. It does.
Yeah.
It does.
It brings you to life. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned to my listeners, we're going to have a lot more time to talk about this over the course of the next 3 weeks. There will be additional shows outside of the regular slot show from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays. There's three of those left, but there will be additional shows as well. But I will announce those on social media platforms as well. So Dance Music Express is coming up next. This is Shukri Writes. Signing off here with you on this Wednesday morning.